This is The Naked Scientist with me, Dave Ansell.
And with me, Ben Valsler. And I will start off this week with a paper published in the journal Science that shows that pollution in Asia gets pushed up into the stratosphere by hitching a ride on the monsoon. William Rundle at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado and an international team including researchers at York and Edinburgh universities used satellite imaging to keep track of something called hydrogen cyanide. Now, this is a pollutant associated with burning that usually stays mainly up in the troposphere. That's the lowest portion of Earth's atmosphere. Hydrogen cyanide is a particularly apt choice because usually most of it is lost to the ocean. There's relatively little high up in the troposphere, so with normal circulation, there'll actually be relatively little that can move up into the stratosphere. In general, air is circulated from the troposphere up to the stratosphere. That's the next layer of the atmosphere. It starts somewhere between 10 and 50 kilometres. And usually the air moves up into there at the tropics. And that's as part of something called the Brewer-Dobson circulation. But this paper shows that the Asian summer monsoon acts as a very effective pathway for rapid transport of air upward from the Earth's surface. And that in turn provides a route for pollutants like black carbon, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and all of these get to gain access to the stratosphere. The route is there because the monsoon itself contains a strong anticyclonic vortex. That's a circulation of winds around a high-pressure region that pushes air up from the ground. It's a little bit like a hurricane, but it turns in the other direction. Once pollutants get up into the stratosphere, they're very likely to be moved around the world, and they impact on atmospheric chemistry, such as reacting with ozone. In fact, movement in the stratosphere is far greater than movement between the troposphere and the stratosphere itself. So this horizontal movement is actually greater than the vertical movement. It also creates a barrier between some pollutants, such as HCN, this hydrogen cyanide, and the ocean, which acts as a sink for them. So up in the atmosphere, without contact with the seas, hydrogen cyanide has a lifetime of about 4 years. Now, this does give us some great cause for concern, because not only is the industrial pollution of Asia increasing at an unprecedented rate, but now it looks like it has a direct pipeline up to the stratosphere. So pollution from Asia can actually have a greater effect on atmospheric chemistry than we've ever thought possible.
And I guess the last big story about pollutants getting up into the stratosphere was CFCs getting up there, causing havoc with the ozone layer as well.
Exactly, yes. And changes in atmospheric chemistry can be very important. And of course, the ozone story is a very well-recognised story.